Lección 3.
La lección de hoy es muy importante porque vamos a aprender cómo dar órdenes. Today's lesson is very important because we're going to learn how to give orders. In English, this is really easy because all you do is take the root of an action word and say it directly to someone to form a command. Leave, go, come here, stop, get out. Don't do that. Finish that lesson. Learn Spanish. These are all commands that are made in English by simply taking the root of any action word and saying it in such a way that the person listening knows that you mean business. Ojalá que fuera tan fácil en español. That means, would to God it were so easy in Spanish. This lesson will seem a little confusing to you at first, but I'm going to make sure that it is very, very clear for you by the time we're done. There are many things to sort out in this lesson, so please just stay patient and work through this. I remind you, you are in the advanced level. Muy bien, let's get started. You can make commands both in the positive and in the negative. Por ejemplo, do that. Don't do that. Eat this. Don't eat this. I want to look first at how to make positive commands. I'm going to give you some straightforward rules for making commands with tú, usted, and ustedes. We'll learn the one for nosotros, or when we say let's, in lesson 4. You really don't give commands with other pronouns. Now, I'll give you these rules, and then I'll show you a chart so that you can see what is happening. And this will all make sense when you see it all together. Again, there are some things to sort out here. Here's how to make positive commands with tú for AR verbs. You use the ending that you normally use for usted in the simple present for AR verbs. In other words, instead of using the ending for tú, which is us, you use the ending for usted, which is a. So the ending is a. Por ejemplo, camina, compra, habla. Talk with your boss. Habla con tu jefe. That is a command when you are speaking to somebody with tú. Habla con tu jefe. Buy that machine. Compra esa máquina. Now here's how to do positive commands with tú for ER and IR verbs. You use the ending that you normally use for usted in the simple present for ER verbs. So instead of using es, which is the normal ending for tú with an ER verb, you use e. So come, vive, aprende. Learn Spanish with Spanish power. Aprende español con Spanish power. That's a command for tú with an ER, IR verb in the positive. Eat vegetables every day. Come vegetales todos los días. So you can see that the ER, IR verbs take the ending that usted would normally take. Here's how to form positive commands with usted. If you're doing this for an AR verb, use the usted ending that is normally used for ER verbs in the simple present. And this is an inversion of what normally happens. Now, you've actually already done this when you learned to use expressions of desire, emotion, doubt. You'll remember that you did this inversion for usted. And so you're doing exactly the same thing again here. Now, these are just for commands. It's a little confusing, but as you get into a context and so on and so forth, you'll sort it out. So the ending is a. Again, the rule is that when you're making positive commands for AR verbs, for usted, use the ER endings. So talk with your boss. Hable con su jefe. Hable con su jefe. In those expressions of emotion, desire, doubt, you would have said, yo quiero que hable con su jefe. That's how you would have done that sentence. Now this is just hable con su jefe. Buy that machine. Compre esa máquina. If you're doing positive commands for usted with ER and IR verbs, you use the usted ending that is normally used for AR verbs in the simple present. Again, an inversion of what normally happens. The ending is a, coma, viva, aprenda. Same sentence. Learn Spanish with Spanish power. Aprenda español con Spanish power. Now, why are we giving you that sentence? Well, we want you to be telling that to other people, right? If you do, let us know. If somebody is referred by you, we'll make sure that you are rewarded in some way. Eat vegetables every day. Coma vegetales todos los días. Here's how to give positive commands for ustedes. You're telling a group of people to do something now. For AR verbs, use the ustedes ending that is normally used for ER verbs. And this again is an inversion of what normally happens. Same thing that happened with usted now is same thing as happening with ustedes. Just invert from an AR to an ER. The ending is en, caminen, compren, hablen. Talk with your boss. Hablen con su jefe. Buy that machine. Compren esa máquina. If you're doing positive commands for ustedes with ER and IR verbs, you're going to invert and use the AR endings. So you use the ustedes ending that's normally used for AR verbs in the simple present. This is again an inversion of what normally happens. The ending is an, coman, vivan, aprendan. Learn Spanish with Spanish Power. Now you have a group of people in front of you and you're telling them, aprendan español con Spanish Power. And then you have eat vegetables every day. Coman vegetales todos los días. Now I want you to look in your manual and you'll see a chart there that has the distinctions between these. And this is how to do positive commands in these three different people. So for AR verbs, let's look first at the verb caminar. For tú, you add the ending a, so it's camina. For usted, you add the ending e, camine, ustedes, caminen. Again, these are for AR verbs. So the ending for tú is a, for usted, e, and ustedes, en. If you want to circle something in your manual, circle those three letters, a, e, and en, because those are the endings that they will always take for these positive commands for AR verbs. And you can look at the chart there and go through that. Let's look at the ER and IR verbs. Let's take our verb comer as a model there, and then you can look at the rest. The ending for tú is e, come. For usted, a, coma. And for ustedes, an, coman. And again, I would suggest that you circle those three letters, e, a, and an. And remember, for usted and ustedes, you're simply inverting. And for tú, you're using the usted ending. Now that's the end of positive commands for tú, usted, and ustedes. In your manual, you'll notice that we have reprinted those rules again after the section. And the reason for that is so that when you reread this lesson three times, you'll get a double dose of this. I think it's necessary that you get that for this particular information. So I'd like you to skip over that section and go to page 29 where it says making negative commands. And let's pick it up there again. So as it relates to making negative commands, I'm going to again give you some straightforward rules, and then I'm going to show you a chart so that you can see this pretty clearly. Here's how you make negative commands with tú. For AR verbs, use the tú ending that's normally used for ER verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. And this is an inversion of what normally happens. So you take the ending for the AR verb and use the ER endings for tú. The ending is es, no camines, no compres, no hables. Don't buy the shoes at that store. No compres los zapatos en esa tienda. That's a negative command for tú. Don't talk about this. No hables sobre esto. For ER and IR verbs in the negative commands with tú, use the tú ending that is normally used for AR verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. And again, this is an inversion of what normally happens. The ending is as, no comas, no vivas, no aprendas. Don't eat at that restaurant. No comas en ese restaurante. Don't live with those people. No vivas con esa gente. Very simple. And for making negative commands with usted, very simple, you already learned this. For AR verbs, simply use the ending that is used for ER verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. This is the exact same thing making a positive command with usted, other than putting no in front of the verb. The ending is e, no camine, no compre, no hable. Don't buy the shoes at that store. No compre los zapatos en esa tienda. That's a negative command for usted. Don't talk about this. No hable sobre esto. For ER and IR verbs, use the usted ending that's normally used for AR verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. Again, the exact same thing as when making commands with usted in the positive, other than putting no in front of the verb. The ending is a, no coma, no viva, no aprenda. Por ejemplo, don't eat at that restaurant. No coma en ese restaurante. Don't live with those people. No viva con esa gente. To make negative commands for ustedes, for AR verbs, use the ustedes ending that's normally used for ER verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. This is again the exact same thing as when making commands with ustedes in the positive, other than you put no in front of the verb. The ending is en. No caminen. No compren. No hablen. Don't buy the shoes at that store. No compren los zapatos en esa tienda. Don't talk about this. No hablen sobre esto. For ER and IR verbs for ustedes, use the ustedes ending that's normally used for AR verbs in the simple present and put no in front of the verb. Again, the same exact thing as when making commands with ustedes in the positive, other than putting no before the verb. So the ending is an. No coman. No vivan. No aprendan. Don't eat at that restaurant. No coman en ese restaurante. Don't live with those people. No vivan con esa gente. So you can see that the negative commands for usted and ustedes are formed in exactly the same way as the positive commands. The only difference is that you put no in front of the verb. The difference here is with tú, in that in this case, with negative commands, you simply invert. So if you're using an AR verb for tú, use the ER endings. If you're using an ER or IR verb, use the AR endings. So again, in your manual, let's take a look at the chart so that you can see how to make negative commands. For AR verbs, let's take a look first just at the verb caminar. And the ending for tú is es. The ending for usted is e, and for ustedes, en. Again, I suggest circle those three endings. These are for negative commands. No camines for tú, no camine for usted, and no caminen for ustedes. Simple inversions. If it's an AR verb, use an ER or IR ending. For ER and IR verbs, invert and use the AR endings. For tú, then, the ending is as. For usted, it's a, and for ustedes, it's an. Again, let's take the verb comer as a model here so that you can see this. No comas. For usted, no coma. For ustedes, no coman. In this case, we don't reprint the rules simply because they're very, very simple, and you've really learned usted and ustedes. Just put no in front of them that you learned from the positive commands, and with tú, you just make the inversion. So we didn't feel a need to reprint these rules this time again. So let's just continue moving on, and let's talk about the placement of dopes and idopes with commands. And what happens is that a lot of times you command someone to do something for you or for someone, and that then makes us have to use an object pronoun. And so in those cases, you need to know where to put me, te, le, les, se, and all of those dopes and idopes. And you will remember that a dope is a direct object pronoun and an idope is an indirect object pronoun. And if you need to review them, you'll need to go all the way back to the beginning of the intermediate level. If you're giving a positive command, you put the object pronouns after the command. Aquí hay unos ejemplos. Talk to me. Now I'm going to give the command, and this is for tú. Habla, and then I put me. Háblame. Don't worry about the accent mark over there. That's just phonetics for right now. Give it to him. So give, this is the command for tú in the positive. I'm going to use the ending for usted, if you'll remember. Dáselo. Dáselo. So the se is him. Remember, the indirect object pronoun changes to se. And lo, which is it. Dáselo. So when giving a positive command, put the dopes and idopes at the end of the command and just tag it right onto the end of that verb. If you're giving a negative command, you need to put the object pronouns before the verb. Don't talk to me. And again, this is a negative command with do. We're going to invert. No me hables. No me hables. And if you have two object pronouns, you need to separate them. Don't give it to him. No se lo de. No se lo de. And de is from dar. And it's a negative command, and it's just taking that usted ending, and it gets an accent mark for phonetic reasons. Don't worry too much about the accent marks here right now. Worry more about just getting the endings correct. Muy bien, terminamos esta lección. If you can manage to totally master this lesson, you'll achieve something that many, many English speakers who study Spanish for a long time never achieve. But you will achieve this, I am sure. Now, I would like you to go ahead and go back para revisar la lección, leer la lección tres veces. Revisa la lección tres veces. Revisa la lección tres veces. Revisa la lección tres veces. That's a positive command for tú. Revisa. ¿Comprendes? Adelante, amigo.